You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, the work of longtime partners Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, who created such shows as I Do, 110 in the Shade, and of course, The Fantastics. In the 80s, Jones and Schmidt came to my apartment and recorded several of their own songs.
This is Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater, past, present, and future. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. Today, my guests are Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, authors of The Fantastics, the off-Broadway musical which has been playing in New York for more than a quarter of a century. Composer Harvey Schmidt first fell in love with musical theater listening to cast albums.
It was really at college when the first LP started coming out. That's 48, 49, Kiss Me, Kate, South Pacific. And those were just like opened the doors to me. And one of the very early ones was On the Town, too.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe suddenly there was this whole other world of exciting music. And so I sort of lost interest at the time in symphonic and classical music, which had been my big love until then. And then I just started going berserk over show music, and I started reading books about it and getting more and more into the history of it in the past.
Uh-huh.
It was like a whole new world opening up, suddenly through LPs.
Lyricist Tom Jones was involved in theater as an actor and director at the University of Texas before he began to write musicals.
I had no intention whatsoever of being a writer, and certainly not a musical writer. And again, it was one of those things. Harvey and I did one of those youthful indiscretions called a college musical. And doors opened, bells rang, people laughed and applauded, which is ultimately all I wanted out of the experience of the theater anyway, was approval, uh-huh. Obvious signs of love and approval. That's what I wanted.
Part of it, make me see it, make me see it, make me see it.
Ralph Bruno and George Lee Andrews, two of the many talented performers who have appeared in the Fantastics over the years. Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt followed the great off-Broadway success of the Fantastics with their first Broadway show. It was 110 in the Shade, an adaptation of N. Richard Nash's play, The Rainmaker.
Morning, Pyle. Morning, Toby. Opening up the water tank. Yep, the folks will be here soon. You going to the picnic?
Uh-huh. Maybe it'll be a little cooler out at the park.
I sure hope so. 'Cause it's gonna be another hot day. Yes, it's gonna be another hot day.
That's what it said on the radio. 110 degrees.
You don't say.
That's what it said on the radio.
Overhead, the sun is rising. Not a cloud across the sky. Not a sign on the horizon. And it's gonna be another hot day. It's gonna be another hot day underneath.
110 in the Shade had its share of problems in its Boston tryout, but one of the solutions was a new Jones and Schmidt song, A Man and a Woman.
The instant it went in, everybody loved it. The audience loved it. It's curious how those things can work with an audience.
Yeah.
And that's why you go out of town. But it was absolutely wacky the night we put that, because we wrote it so quickly. I remember we wrote it in one day at the Ritz Hotel.
Yeah.
We put it in that night. During this time, Hershey Kay was out orchestrating, and instantly, it was all just like instant songwriting. And it was so new that they couldn't learn the lyrics, so we had the assistant stage manager standing in the pit holding a huge cue card that said, A Man and a Woman.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so,
and they just came, the staging of it, they just came down close to, one reason also that it was went over well, I think, is whenever
it's like an operetta.
Whenever people come down to the footlights and get up close to the audience
everybody
and
likes
just
it.
Sing if they have good voices, which these two did, then that's very satisfying.
A man and a woman can be so close together that they almost become like one. They promise to love till life is done. A man and a woman can be part of each other, but somehow it is very strange. The things that you love the most can change. Hard times come, and when they do, you don't mean what you say. And once you have hurt each other, you start to drift away. Then the man and the woman who were so close together can be suddenly so alone, forgetting the lovely moments they've known. And the man and the woman must go back to just living all alone.
It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't need to end that way. I feel that you can make it last forever. For a man and a woman.
A Man and a Woman from 110 in the Shade, sung by Inga Swenson and Stephen Douglas. Another dramatic highlight from this 1963 score was Wonderful Music, sung by Swenson, Douglas, and Robert Horton.
Come with me, Lizzie.
stay with me, Lizzie. Come with me, Lizzie, and we'll have music. A rolling wagon is music. The sun in the morning is music. And sleeping together out under the skies, feel alive till you die. Wonderful music, traveling music. Lizzie, come on and come with me. Come with me.
Is it really me?
Stay with me, Lizzie. Come with me, Lizzie. Stay with me, Lizzie. And we'll have music. A house full of family is music. And sitting together is music. And watching the children come running inside, running with arms open wide. Wonderful music, family music. Lizzie, why don't you stay with me?
No, I'm no longer alone.
With me.
No, I'm no longer alone.
After that show, 110 in the Shade, Harvey went over to Italy and took a house for a year, and my wife and I went over and visited with him to stay there, and I was going to do some work. And it was a kind of a peculiar situation because at that time, as opposed to now, none of us spoke a word of Italian. Now we speak 6 or 8 words. But we didn't speak anything at that time, and nobody in that village spoke a word of English. And after we had been there about 6 weeks, the telephone rang, and we were surprised. It had never rung before the whole time. And we looked at it, you know, and we didn't know what you said in it. So we picked it up, and it wasn't Italian at all, but it was all the way across the Tyrrhenian Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, all the way from New York, and it was Gower Champion calling. And he said, "Boys, what about a musical version of the four-poster?" And we thought, what a really terrible idea, a two-character musical. And he said, wait a minute. He said, what about a musical version of the four-poster produced by David Merrick, directed by Gower Champion, starring Mary Martin and Robert Preston? And we thought it began to sound better, you know. But for one thing, we just couldn't resist it. It would have made such a great poster, for one thing.
A strange new world that you enter when you say I do.
I do.
Such a strange new world that you barely can believe it's true.
It's true.
For your friends all shower you with shoes and rice.
Your head is spinning and you feel so nice.
Who thinks that marriage is a paradise? I do. In the strange new world that you enter when you say I do.
I do. You can almost see that the future's gonna be a dream.
Come true. You can throw away your every care and doubt. For that's what married life is all about.
The biggest hit song from I Do was almost cut from the show. It was My Cup Runneth Over, which was made famous by Ed Ames' recording.
It was written exactly in the way that Ed Ames sang it, which was that long-held note on love, you know, which is, we figured, the signature and the distinctive thing about the song. Well, that was hard for Mary and Bob to sustain, particularly in an evening where they were doing, like, on stage 2.5 hours.
Right. And also, as it came out of the staging, it was a quiet moment, and it seemed pretentious to stand there holding a song.
And also, I mean, Bob Preston is a wonderful singer-actor, but he's not like a long-line ballad person who's going to stand there and hold a note for like those many bars.
Yeah, you
know, that's not natural
or
comfortable to him. So, since that seemed to be the distinctive thing about the song, we all agreed, well, we'll just have to let it go. And then Mary came and she said, you know, that is such a sweet little song. She said, why don't we just do it and not hold that note so long? So that's what, in fact, they did on stage. And Gower said, well, let me see. I don't know. He says, I'm not sure, but it doesn't pay off. But he says, if we don't go for applause at the end of it, in the scene where she's very pregnant,
Right.
So they did the song in a nice, he staged it in a nice, simple way. And in the last time, she sings, "My cup runneth over with," and she grabs her stomach. And he says, "Oh, my God, is it ready?" And starts to get it. So they don't go for applause. So it was always ironic then, unexpectedly, the Ed Ames thing came out, and unexpectedly was this huge hit.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love.
Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love. In only a moment, we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so in this moment, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over with love. With love.
With love.
With love.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
This is Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus. In the late 60s, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt established Portfolio Productions, their own theater workshop where they could try out experimental shows.
We had always had this dream of having a small theater environment of our own to work in. We wanted to experiment. We wanted to do some original musicals, which we really hadn't ever done. Plus, I think we wanted to direct ourselves. We wanted to design. We wanted to, the auteur theory, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's called egomania, is what the thing is called. And it's justly punished by the gods. If not now, later. If not later, now. In time, it is always. It's the Greeks called it hubris,
yes.
And it brought nemesis. So we had a little hubris up there, and we got a little nemesis.
One of the musicals they worked on at Portfolio was Celebration, which they've always regarded as their most personal work.
In ancient days, in winter, when the sun kept sinking lower in the sky, men started to wonder if it could die. Look, they said, the day is being eaten by the night. Look, they said, the darkness is devouring the light. And they were frightened. Some people say that today is the day when the wind will rise and blow the world away. And it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I wanna celebrate. I wanna make a celebration. I wanna celebrate. I wanna savor each sensation. See the sunlight rise, feel it touch the sky. I wanna stay alive until the day I die. I wanna celebrate every day.
The 26-year run of the Fantastics is a musical theater phenomenon. But when Jones and Schmidt were first working on it, the show seemed anything but phenomenal.
We were getting nowhere with this thing. It was so huge and just collapsing under
its
own weight.
And it was heavy, too. It was pretty serious, a lot of serious elements, you know.
We decided to throw all that out and just do it as light, in as simple a way as we could. And we did a total reversal on it and wrote, in those 2 weeks, mostly the bulk of what is now in the first act of the Fantastics.
Uh-huh.
And so we put it on. That's where Laurie Noto saw it. And then commissioned us to turn it into two acts, which we fought then after having finally thrown out all this stuff and done it as a one act. We thought, God, no, we don't want to do it as two acts. We wanted to do a review with the first act. And of course, that probably wouldn't have run. I mean, not to the extent that it has today.
Children, lovers, Fantastics,
geese,
how clever we are,
crafty to know,
to manipulate children,
you merely say,
no.
Oh,
dogs got to bark, a mule's got to bray, soldiers must fight, and preachers must pray, and children, I guess, must get their own way, the minute that you say no. Why did the kids pour jam on the cat? Raspberry jam all over the cat. Why should the kids do something like that when all that we said was no? My son was once afraid to swim. The water made him wince until I said he mustn't swim. He's been swimming ever since. Been swimming ever since. Oh, dogs got to bark, a mule's got to bray, soldiers must fight, and preachers must pray, and children, I guess, must get their own way, the minute that you say no. Why did the kids put beans in their ears? No one can hear with beans in their ears. After a while the reason appears, they did it 'cause we said no.
Your daughter brings a young man and says, do you like him, Pa? Just tell her he's a fool and then you've got a son-in-law.
You've got a son-in-law. Oh, sure as the Jew.
The Fantastics was based on a French play, Les Romantiques, by Edmond Rostand.
It's very loosely based upon it. I mean, there's no narrator in that, and there's no old actors, and the point of it is, in fact, quite different. In fact, it's the opposite point, really. At the end of the Rostand play, she comes forward, Sylvette, or whatever her name is, and says, you know, let's have a world of gossamer, and let's do away with realistic things and have a world of dreams. And it was part of the romantic movement in France, really.
When the moon was young, when the month was May, when the stage was hung for my holiday, I saw shining lights, but I never knew they were you. They were you. They were you.
When the dance was done, when I went my way, when I tried to find rainbows far away, all the lovely lights seemed
they were you.
Craig Carnelia and Carolyn Mignini, who played the boy and the girl at the Sullivan Street Playhouse in 1969, singing They Were You. The long process of trial and error that led to the creation of the Fantastics began, strangely enough, with an idea that anticipated West Side Story.
When Harvey and I first arrived in New York, we were working on a book musical based on Romeo and Juliet, sort of a spin-off. Only in our book musical, the situation was that the boy was Anglo and the girl was Spanish. And the girl's name was Maria, and we even had a song called Maria, which we subsequently abandoned. But to open that musical, there was a song by a sort of bandit narrator who came out and in a presentational way invited the audience, invoked them to participate in the spirit of the evening.
Come on along with me, follow along with me, back to a world that is easy and slow. Follow along with me, follow the song with me. Let's go see how it was long ago. We'll go riding down the chalky canyon of a dream, floating beneath the rip of a phantom stream. Let's go back beyond the smart of you, back to that special childlike part of you, back where your dreams are fancy free. Follow along, follow the song.
That song was all right, I suppose, but it had some elements that we found questionable, particularly that I found questionable lyrically, that is to say, back beyond the smart of you to that special childlike part of you began to sound like a children's radio program. So we decided to try another version of the same follow type song, and this is that version.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and kind.
The rest, as they say, is musical theater history.
You've been listening to collaborators Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. Sound mixing by David Rapkin. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.